You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Whiskey move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
Shampoo twice a day, very dangerous game.
But, yeah. But hold on. If you use shampoo once a day and you're showering twice a day, you're still shampooing too much because you're not supposed to shampoo every day. So you'd have to shampoo if you're doing two showers a day every fourth shower. It's not every time you shower. It's every day using it that does damage to your hair.
You're right. Yep. But I feel like when I'm in there, like the shampoo bottles are staring at me. I need to use one. Like I can't go in there twice without using shampoo. So
100%. They're like your friends and you don't want to kind of leave your friends hanging there. You're like, hey, we're here again. Not gonna use you today.
Right. Soap gets all the love. Exactly.
I like that.
And my wife has lots of different products. So sometimes I just want to kind of like play around like, ooh, what's this orange one? I want to try this today on my hair.
I like to think you've had a shampoo bottle that you just keep putting water in since 1997. Cody definitely has, right? Oh, yeah.
Greg
for sure.
Cody, for sure. When do you imagine, Chris, when do you imagine is the last time that your father went out and bought his own shampoo?
Oh,
when,
God.
What would happen in your house if your mother, in your father's house, if your mother stopped bringing shampoo home?
I have no idea, Dan. That guy's a monster.
So you don't know anything about it. That's probably not something you should know about your father. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should you know your father's shampooing habits at Lebatard Show?
Does anyone know the last time their dad went out and purchased shampoo?
I just assume that Greg Cody can't do any of his own groceries. Chris, get your mom. See if your mom has. She's a very busy and powerful lawyer. See if she has some time to join us on the Zoom so I can ask her some of these questions.
Greg has often said that he loves a great stroll around the Publix. I mean, he does. I don't know if he's putting groceries in a basket and paying for them, but he does like a stroll.
I want an answer to the year that Greg Cody last bought shampoo, and I want an answer from his wife on how often she thinks he shampoos.
What shampoo do you think he uses?
Johnson & Johnson's.
Per plus.
Head and shoulders. Per plus, no way.
I'm going per plus.
Way too advanced.
Oh, advanced.
Just per.
And it's a plus.
Selsun Blue.
I think the cheapest one is Suave. I think that's probably Greg Cody's vibe.
All right, we need answers to these questions. Dugatz, I want to make fun of something that I read this morning because you have to make your mythologies wherever it is that you can get them in sports. You have to create your storylines wherever you get them in sports. I mean, come on in here. We've got a crowded ship here the last couple of days. And just so you know, as an audience, there's going to be over the course of this month a lot of people coming in and out. And if you object to too many voices in the room or other voices being knocked out or Amin coming in and hitting me in the head with his backpack while he knocks over some of the furniture, those are things that are going to be happening over the next month or so as we build up to an event of some sort.
Sorry, I'm looking at Billy. He's had his finger up.
And so. I'm looking at shampoos. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Is there a chance that Amin breaks off in the middle of the show to do a podcast of his own? Because yesterday we had these important meetings, and Amin just kept getting up and walking away to do other things, including a podcast that discussed a variety of things, including Star Wars and a number of other things. And we were kind of speculating at one point, because when we walked in, Amin seemed to just be reading a book, right? But he was in the intro to the book, so he wasn't reading it. And we think that Amin's strategy while everyone's in town is just always look like he's doing something busy and important.
He did whip out a computer and a microphone and a whole there was a display. And next thing you knew, there were people asking, is Amin talking to anybody? Because they did think that perhaps he was just on a Zoom with himself shouting into a microphone about Star Wars.
How'd he play? I mean, with all the bosses in town.
He broke away from the group in order to do that. It was strange. He just had an emergency podcast situation, but I'm glad he's here because I want to ask you about the words that I saw turned into a story, because we have to write new things about the guys who are stars and the guys, the names that you know. And Lonzo Ball has played very well this year, and Zion Williamson is someone we're covering, but Lonzo Ball has made a leap in terms of being able to shoot the basketball. And so Zion, who's not much of a quote really, said after a game, Lonzo went 3-for-18 and then sent Zion a text and then had the good games to Gotts where he made some threes and he made a late shot, and you end up in a situation where New Orleans wins a game late. And Zion says of something that Lonzo texted him, quote, those were big words that Lonzo texted him after going 3-for-18. Those were big words. And what Lonzo texted him was, I'll be there tomorrow.
Big words.
Those are not big words. That's like you saying that you're going to meet me today. I'll be there tomorrow means what? How are those big words?
Goosebumps. I mean, I love it, man. What do you think he means by that?
I'll be there tomorrow. How do you not know your own catchphrases?
It's infuriating. In my head at this point. I got to be honest with you.
What are you doing?
How is it possible?
I just told you. It's in my head. No, that's
I'll
how.
Tell
I
you,
mean,
Mike, I'll tell you what happened.
You can't recreate that moment, man.
Mike,
I mean,
this literally happened in the parking garage as I was walking in. Thank you for joining us, Earlene. I got a bunch of questions for you. Earlene Cody, wife of Greg Cody, about to join us.
This is what you meant by all the voices coming in and out?
Yes. So, in the garage, as he's coming in, I see a haggard Stugatz. That might be redundant. Is there any other kind? I see him driving in, right? And all he's shouting at his window at me is, talking, 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 always talking, talking, talk, can't stop talking. And I just say to him, but all your dreams have come true. And he's like, no, now my dream is to stop talking.
That's the plan, Mike.
So, but this is what's happening. It's why I can't remember his catchphrases. It's because he's talking too much in too many places. Earlene, we were talking about your husband's shampooing habits. There were a lot of questions. Yes, I'm sorry to do this to you. But she's dropped her head into her hands. And explain your shame for the audio audience that doesn't have any video here, Earlene.
You mean the part about the pool?
Oh, well, no. He shampoos in the pool as well. Oh, well, that does prove that he does shampoo. But we were just asking questions about, like, the last time he bought shampoo. What would happen if you didn't buy the shampoo? What kind of shampoo he
prefer? Oh, no. You underestimate him. He has very special shampoo that he buys that's thickening hair shampoo.
What?
And he's in charge of buying his own shampoo because he's convinced that this, you know, over-the-counter shampoo is going to suddenly regenerate all of his hair.
I am shocked. Earlene, I don't feel like he does anything for himself, so I am stunned. He must care. He must be self-conscious about his thinning hair because I don't imagine your husband does anything for himself.
Oh, no, he loves Publix. you know, so that's a big part of his life.
Told you.
You guys said he loves a good stroll around. So he buys Publix thickening hair.
I don't know what it is. I don't look at it. I don't know. All I know is that, you know, he still can't get his hair wet. If we're anywhere outside, it starts to sprinkle. He bounds ahead, you know,
because it thins.
And he's like, oh my, and then he's like afraid to, you know, he won't ever, like, he'll say, I'll drop you off if it's raining, but he really wants me to drop him off.
Mrs. Cody,
it messes everything up with his hair.
Mrs. Cody, I was going to ask, does it work? But as soon as you said he can't get his hair wet, I said, never mind.
Oh no, it doesn't work.
All right, Erlene, sorry to bother you during the busy day.
What an upset.
Yes, it really
I got nothing else going on but you guys.
All right, thank you for making the time for us. We appreciate it. As always, very disappointing. Yes. And now we've just aired out one of his insecurities.
One of many.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I got into a standoff with the Panthers ticketing department.
Really?
It seems like I lost.
What happened?
So they, I really want playoff tickets. Playoff hockey is the best, and this is the most fun I've had watching hockey in decades, right? So I want to be there for the games. And they do the heady play. And they're not the only team that does this. The Heat have done this. If you want playoff tickets, guess what you have to do?
Season tickets.
You need to sign up for season tickets next year. Which is a bait and switch. I live in Kendall. It's a trek. But sure. Give me a partial plan. I'll make it work. And to their credit, they were like, well, if you can only make it to like 15 games, we can give you additional seats for a certain game just for you. Like, you don't have to go to 21.
They were trying to work with you.
Yeah, they were.
They always try to graduate you first, like, just get like a 5-game pack. Then they try to get a 5 to like a 10, then a 10 to a half season, then half season to full season.
It's a grift, though. The whole thing's a grift. It's just by degrees and percentages. And you can probably, you were trying to come in at the low end of just give me the tickets.
I just wanted Lexus Club playoff tickets, right? For me and
but
my shithead friends.
They won't let you do
that. No, and that's fine. I'm cool. I'll play. Okay, I'll sign up for like a 21-game plan. I'll make it work. I'll support you guys. And guess what? Since you're helping me out, I'm not even going to go like the lowest tier package. Let's go center ice for these 21 games next year. I'll do all that. But I had a scheme of my own to like a deft counterpunch to their scheme, which is, but for the playoffs, I don't want just 2 seats. I want 6. That was a negotiating tactic. I really wanted 4. Summarily dismissed on 6. Won't even work with me on 4. So now, guess what? Secondary market. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You're saying it out of the side of your mouth.
No,
like
I'm
you're
sorry.
Gonna,
I
you're
really
going to get
it.
Them.
No,
it seemed like you're sorry at all.
Well, because I was going to ask for favors to get access to that Lexus Club. Now I can't ask for those favors, and I'm going to be there drinking with the poor folk. But, you know.
You want me to ask those favors for you?
No, it's a different regime, man. This isn't the days of Michael Yormark where they would let you in for free just so you could buy Miami Subs.
Is there any particular reason that Stugatz would think that he has more clout at a Panther game than you do?
Like, I don't understand why he thinks so. I think we know the same people there.
Sunrise is my neighborhood, and I am telling you, Steve Goldstein, Randy Moeller have already reached out to me asking me if I want playoff tickets. So
I think you're lying.
I think I might have more clout than you do, Stugatz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
Call Randy Moeller and let's find out right now. Let's call Moeller directly.
Wait, you put your phone down, guys.
I'm not sorry.
I don't even have Randy's number.
Who is this?
Red Deer.
reindeer.
So. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Like, no, no. There's so much going on there that he botched. He's so bad right now.
And, hold on. I'm texting
Stop.
Reindeer.
Put Stop your it. Phone down.
I don't have his number. I was saying hi to Goldie. That's all.
I'm sorry that that happened to you, Mike. The Panthers are feeling themselves a little bit. Is that what's happening?
They're doing the right. They're doing the right thing. I was just trying to match a noted season ticket grift with my own, and I failed. I thought I would win.
I don't think they're doing the right thing. I think in a pandemic with COVID, with everything that's happened over the last couple of years, if someone wants to just go to the playoffs, they should just be able to go to the playoffs.
Randy Moeller just sent me a voicemail. The things I've done for that man's career.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Amin, I've got a couple of basketball questions for you here. Is it possible that the stat is correct, that Zion Williamson, and this sounds correct to me, that Zion Williamson leads the NBA in layups this season with 435, and that second place is Giannis, more than 200 below him?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, because Zion, about 70% of his field goal attempts occur literally right at the rim, 3 feet and under. He just doesn't take any kind of other shot. And then another quarter of his shots come from about that painted area. So if you're talking about someone, 95% of their field goal attempts literally come from the painted area, either at the restricted area or below kind of the free throw line, then yeah, that's a guy. And he shoots 60-something percent from the field. So that means he's making these.
But it's also because he's not dunking, correct? Giannis is doing the dunking, correct? And when we're describing it as layups, Zion is doing more laying up than he is dunking. The way, if Giannis is that close, he's just
going to
dunk it.
So there's two things going on. One is, if Giannis is that close, he's dunking. He doesn't have to lay up because he just has the length to go up and above someone else. But the other thing is, this is going to sound crazy, Giannis shoots more shots that are outside of the paint. Even though we think of him as a non-shooter, he's more adventurous in his field goal attempting than Zion. Zion is like Shaq at this point. It's like, if it's not in the paint, then...
Is that the precedent? Like, is that the closest thing to a precedent that we have for, in the bigger, stronger, faster sport, this guy is bigger? No.
No.
Faster? No. Stronger? Yes. Than everybody.
Yes. And I would say, like Shaq, he's... faster, maybe not faster than anyone, but at that size, that kind of speed, it's you're dead in the water. That's what, you know, what made Shaq so special. It wasn't that he was big, it's that he was quick. He had such quick feet, and he was able to move.
Typewriters for feet.
He was able to move so quickly laterally that you couldn't, even if you had the strength to keep up with him, or at least kind of hold him back a little, you couldn't move quick enough to stay in front of him. So Zion has both of those traits. And then finally, obviously, the finishing. Because I think in the history of the game, when you look at people who score 25-plus and shoot 60% of the field, it's like three people, Zion, Shaq, and I think Kevin McHale once.
But Giannis is willing to attempt threes. Zion is not. I think that's the big difference, right? He averages like 3.5 a game attempts,
right?
Giannis. So does Zion have to like expand his offensive game? He has to in today's NBA. It can't all be in the paint, can it?
Again, like Shaq said, lifetime 60%. What do you want? Are you watching Zion right now? Like,
Well, he calls him a bust. Yeah. He thinks he's a bust because he can't play the way the other guys are playing.
But why does he need to play the other guy? I mean, have you seen him be stymied because he couldn't hit a jump shot?
No, but I just figured in today's NBA, where big men, where Brook Lopez changed his entire game and became a three-point shooter, that Zion probably has to do some of that. No?
That's because Brook Lopez doesn't shoot 60% from the field, right? You only need a counter if they start hitting your fastball. If no one hits the fastball, why do I need a changeup? That was Shaq's whole thing. It's like, why do I need to hit jumpers if they can't stop me around the rim? And I think Zion is at this point. Now, there might come a time where the defenses get so sophisticated, like in the playoffs, and then it really shines that, hey, man, this guy can't do anything if it's not right around the rim. And then he needs to expand to the next level. But at this point, I'm not sitting here like, oh, this guy, you got to hit a jumper for me to be impressed.
Another player in basketball that puts up these cartoon statistics, and it's been a while since he's done anything in the way of winning. He won an MVP award, but his teams haven't been very good. And I always thought that Russell Westbrook's game was going to age very poorly because he was inefficient from outside, and you can't just keep being more athletic than everyone else. But Tim Reynolds had a stat the other day that Russell Westbrook has more triple-doubles then Kobe Bryant had double-doubles. And what I'm seeing statistically from Russell Westbrook, with the counting stats at least, is only matched by Oscar Robinson, as Stugatz likes to call him. Is there any other match for what it is that Russell Westbrook is doing statistically, averaging triple doubles across seasons?
No, it's Oscar and him, and that's it. But as a one noted local broadcaster reminds us, it used to mean something to get a triple double, and now that meaning is deflated a bit.
He's diluted it. It's not
just him. It's the entire game. But obviously, he's doing it better than anybody else. We can honestly say he is the best triple double machine in this NBA right now. But there are real reasons why there are a lot more triple doubles now than there were ever before.
Stugatz, I thought of you last night because on the TNT broadcast, Shaq had a giant booger in his nose.
So does Clooney.
And it made me think of you because the booger was the size of you.
It looked like me.
I mean, everything about Shaq is bigger, but at least they sank into it. They sank into it. Right. Unlike most television shows, I think on most television shows, a guy or a person's probably not going to end up on the set without someone saying to them, you have some sort of mucus boulder in your nose.
What's great about that show is they notice the booger and they let it sit there until he came back on TV.
Nobody tells him anything. It was the size. Get your jokes ready here, Mike Ryan and community. It was the size of something that is being called in England a fatberg. There is something that is, it's half a mile long. It's clogged up the sewage system. Oh, look at Jessica. Jessica's nodding her head vigorously. She knows all about the fatberg.
I've read about the fatberg. Is that what it's called, a fatberg? It's like grease and like fat that gets stuck in the sewers underground in London, and they have to like unclog it. But the world's biggest can of Drano.
That's what happened with my colonoscopy a couple of years ago. Maybe that's what's going on with me.
I thought for sure.
I still haven't. No, I'm not going to do the easy thing. Everyone knows you're fat. You don't need me to pile on.
I mean, thanks for teeing yourself up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You do this, like, traveler's constipation is a real thing. And it's because most people, unlike Stugatz, I have shame. I can't fart on a plane. And it just jacks me up for the rest of the weekend. Like, I'm done.
Let me just say right now, that's the most dastardly thing I think I do. I get uncontrollable flatulence when I'm on planes.
It's the best.
And
no one can hear a thing.
Exactly.
You can just sink it to the mattress. Yeah.
Chris, exactly.
Mattress?
Well, whatever it's called. I mean,
we've crossed this road before, but because the pandemic, haven't been flying much, and this was a longer flight. Like, I've gone to Tampa. I can hold it for like 20 minutes. Right.
But similarly,
an hour of holding something in like that after I've had La Careta at the airport is just a dangerous game.
Let me tell you, the best part is when it turns into a Hollywood whodunit. Like, you know, like the dinner party murder, and everyone's like, who did it? Like, you turn around and you're looking at all the suspects. Was it Mrs. Pennyfarther, the old retiree coming back from a weekend in Vegas?
It could be anyone. Yeah.
And now with the mask, everyone's like super expressive with her eyes. So you're all locking eyes and be like, you smell that too, right? Who was it?
You got to do the head tilt towards someone else. Just do one of these things. Like, oh, I think it's this guy over here.
Was it Colonel Troubledom? decorated army guy who's coming back from a tour in Iraq.
Are you cautious about when it is that you decide to start looking around suspiciously because you don't want to do it too early?
Never at first, right? Never, like, you kind of have to let it sit there and you smell it, but you've got to give it like a 1, 2, 3 right. count, and then just not look around, just furrow your brow.
This goes along with my theory that I think most people just walk around not knowing they're lactose intolerant or allergic to certain foods all day, because you guys just walk around farting all day. And I don't think that most people who are attuned to their bodies just fart constantly, like can't even hold in a fart in a 1 hour flight.
Jess, you've never farted on a plane? Come on.
No! Jess.
Have you ever farted?
What do you think, Mike?
I don't know.
That's not an answer.
You tell me.
Don't answer my question
with another question. Have you ever farted?
I mean, come on.
I'm
like a dog with a bone with this one.
I'm not going to lie. Of course I farted. I mean,
so there's a good chance. It stands to reason it's happening on a plane.
However, I don't need to just, like, I don't walk around all day farting, ripping ass all day like you guys appear to
do. I don't rip ass.
That hurts.
I don't rip ass. My problem is that I'm mindful of others. You know how many times I've wanted to rip ass with you right next to me, and I'm not ripping ass because I have respect for my fellow coworker?
How many times could that have possibly happened?
I want to rip ass constantly, Jess.
That's my point. That's my point, Mike.
Rass.
Something's wrong with all of you.
But I don't.
You've Martin also.
Can I tell you that Amin reacted to the phrase ripping ass where he became dainty and he clutched pearls to his chest and the phrase ripping ass made him basically exhale a whimpered, oh my.
Oh my stars. Can't be anything worse than an ass being ripped.
It's got to be the most painful thing out there.
I don't understand. Do you guys feel more comfortable? It seems like a tube in the air with a lot of people around you is a place where you should want to fart a great deal less than most public spaces.
No, I want to fart more. I mean, seriously, because no one knows it's me, right? Could be anyone on the plane. Plus, it's enjoyable just to see everyone's reaction on a long flight. It is.
And especially when you see the wave.
You're a monster.
You're a disgusting person.
You're just realizing this?
That's like just evil stuff. That's like a five-year-old killing a neighborhood cat, and you're like, whoa, that guy's got problems.
Amin and Cody agree with him.
100%. I like seeing, also the other thing is because it's not instant, right? It has to roll across.
Yes.
Rows and rows. And you start seeing like the reaction kind of like a slow domino effect of just people.
You might be a sociopath. I'm telling you right now. Like, it's just an awful thing. My stomach issues are because I'm too kind and respectful to rip ass around people. And yes, I'm probably allergic to beer, but that's not going to stop me from doing it, all right? This is my cross to bear.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
So considerate.
I am making a massive sacrifice. I haven't had a solid shit since the Clinton administration, and it's just because I'm mindful of you all.
Is this still going on? You still haven't?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, but I'm way too busy to go get that fixed. So, and I'm like way too selfish to stop drinking. So it's just.
What about the thing?
It's an endless cycle of zero shits.
Didn't Izzy tell you to take?
Yeah, I did that. The goalie. That was cute. That was cute. No. That was cute. Thinking that. Here, take this like gummy bear, and it'll make you shit. And I'm like, okay, that's cute. You don't think I've tried anything like this? Here's what we need to do: sit me atop a fire hose, have it come out of my mouth, and that'll get me cleared up. I've like romanticized like these like couples enemas. Have you ever heard of these? Where you're just like looking into the eye of your lover, holding their hand while they're just taking a power hose to your asshole? That's what I want.
What?
Couples enema?
There is nothing more romantic to me than feeling fully evacuated. Like it's just, it's Valhalla. Like I can't.
An enema's good.
I can't. Enema. Oh, I've tried. Yeah, I've done those like those little white pills that you stick up your butt.
No.
I've absorbed those.
I'm scared to say.
I'm like actually. Lava rolling down a mountain. It does nothing to me. I have like 12 of those in me right now.
Have you gone to a healing organic sort of place?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Where you can
like
lay
some
there?
Shaman's gonna listen, put a needle between my fingers and all of a sudden I can shit for the first time in 20 years.
No. Dan falls for this.
I'm not falling for anything. I'm sitting here
very
telling
naive,
you
I mean.
That there is nothing less romantic than the tube that's next to you with an enema that is bringing rocks and pebbles and whatever else is there. I'm talking about one of these.
It sucks out. I thought it would just like shoot in and then like everything would just sort of.
Maybe I'm describing something like that's not an enema. Maybe I'm confused what this thing is.
Well, I want what you're having.
I'm saying you need to have what I'm having.
Oh my God. Just please, for the love of God. You know how Elvis died with 40 pounds of shit inside of him? I'm like, I read those stories. I'm like, that's how it's going to end for me. And I really hope that he found some relief because wearing it the way that I am right now, I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
The term evacuating my bowels always makes me think of the inside of your thing being like a space station that's about to explode. Yeah. And then I'm like, evacuate, all personnel, evacuate immediately.
Hibachi seems to do the trick. Right. Where most people are like a little scared of like combining all the sauces at the hibachi shit. Like I'm like, scrape off the corners and put that on my plate. Yeah. Just get me going because the fact that I get the bubble guts. Like, Chelsea played a big game today. I'm nervous. And I feel my stomach kind of, like, tingling a little bit. I'm like, oh, God, please give me the squirt so I can just get something out.
Mike, nothing will make you crap like a good old-fashioned heater. I'm serious. Why I have them. Yeah, a lung dart.
That's why you have them.
That's why I have them.
For your gastrointestinal health. That's why you smoke
cigarettes.
That's why.
Are you surprised at all that Stugatz's idea of healthy is smoking a heater to clean out his digestive tracts?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think that's the second most backwards thing said in this segment. Mike going, I'm too selfish to stop drinking when it's to the detriment of his own health. Who's being selfish? Selfish against whom? Mike versus Mike?
Mike versus bowels.
It's a tale as old as time.
I mean, you were legitimately horrified by, or stunned by Jessica doing that.
Because ripping ass
has a different connotation.
Also, it's the best way to describe a fart, right?
It just the fart was like a huge monster that just exploded like Alien from inside your asshole and just tore it asunder, right?
It is the peak of language, ripping ass. You can't describe a fart in a better fashion.
That's cute that you recommended a suppository for me, Dan. Oh, I never thought of that. You kidding me? I power chug Pepto with my
It's not
hole.
A suppository. It's a place that you go to. I don't remember. I did it so many years ago. It was deeply uncomfortable, well outside my comfort zone. And there are tubes that help you with the evacuation. But I thought it was an enema. But you're talking about something different. You're talking about something that's self-administered.
All my IG ads are hats that I can wear in pools and things called like colon broom, right?
Colon broom.
Yeah. Right. And from these IG ads, I've gathered that on average, people are just sort of walking around with 20 pounds of shit in their intestines. Can you imagine? Can you imagine someone sucking all the shit out of you and then you standing on a scale and you've lost 20 pounds? What a moment that must feel. What a moment of achievement. But right now I'm just deeply uncomfortable because I've got a turd in me since like 2004.
Well, that's improvement over the Clinton administration, which is right. You were clogged up since the Clintons last time.
I don't know how bowels work, but I really feel like some stuff is just stuck in like the upper 90 degree that's impossible to get out, and the rest of it is just trying to maneuver around.
I think you can get it out with this tube thing I'm talking about.
Or a heater.
2004 was the Bush administration. That's a fine.
I was just changing up the joke so to avoid redundancy.
No, I think Dan caught on to it. That's a fine for you.
That's a fine for you.
Shit.
Yeah.
The rare double fine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a $50.
It's not a double fine. I didn't get fined. Your fine was inaccurate. Why don't you go sit in the penalty box for a while?
Whoa!
Pfizer.
That a boy. Beatings.
There is no penalty box.
There is a penalty box.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, they actually took down the green screen. Did you know there was a window back there?
Yeah.
Get
an incredible
hell out of here.
I went out there.
I want to see it.
I got centered going to that room. Wow. I was just looking at the ocean. I'm like,
they ruined
God.
The music dome.
It's true that ESPN wouldn't let us. There's some symbolism there. They wouldn't allow us to have the light come into the room. We got yelled at every time we tried to have like a window open by 4 inches around here because it would disrupt the way the video worked.
You negotiated light?
In so many different ways.
I walked into that very sad room, and have you seen the gif of Hugh Jackman in the fountain where like the light is hitting his face and he's just like amazed by it? That's what happens when you walk into
that
room.
Angelically bathed in
white
warmth.
Light. Yeah, bathed in white light. I'm going to go look at it right now. Maybe I can shit. Who knows?
I mean, LeBron James hasn't been hurt very much in his career and is now saying flatly, I will not be 100% again. Not this season. I was surprised to hear him say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, can he stop announcing it? I mean,
okay, well, he's just announced it for the first time. He never gets hurt. And I was surprised to hear him say, you're already tired of him doing it even though he's never done it before?
Well, what he's doing is he's setting you up. What he's saying is, hey, I am so injured. It's not going to be right. My ankle's not going to be healthy. He is setting you up in the event the Lakers don't repeat as NBA champions. He has a built-in excuse. I mean, enough already. Can you imagine Larry Bird saying right before the playoffs, my back hurts? He would never. Yeah, thank you. I mean, come on.
It's excuses, Dan. Come on. He's going to be in this play-in tournament now. He's already kind of trying to lay. Well, I wasn't 100%. And by the way, I'll never be 100% again. It's all lies. He's telling us he's never going to be 100% again. He's never going to be that good. But in 2 months, he's going to tell us how he should have been the MVP or he should be the MVP. And he wasn't because everybody hates him. And he was 100% when he was the guy. You just can't kind of get a straight answer from him. He likes the play in. He doesn't like the play in. He's 100%. He's not 100%. He doesn't care about MVP awards. He wants to be MVP. It's just one thing after another with him.
Very wishy-washy. Here's the thing with, I can't believe I said that correctly. Here's the thing with LeBron, Dan, and you don't get it. So if they don't win, it's because of the injury. If they do win, it's the most heroic championship in the history of the NBA. I mean, he can't lose. It's unbelievable.
How'd he play?
It is, actually.
No, there's a doctor called Dr. Brian Suterer. He does a lot of great videos about injuries. So he did one on LeBron's high ankle sprain, and he said he played LeBron's comments, and he says it means one of two things. Either A, LeBron is saying that this injury will never heal, and as a result, I'll never be the same. Or he's saying that my level of play will never match the level of play pre-injury. And he says in point A, that's probably not going to happen. He said high ankle sprains, while more painful and taking longer to recover from, they don't typically result in lifelong issues, right? As to the other point, he said we're looking at his production and there isn't really a drop-off over the last 3 or 4 years, so that's probably not going to happen either. So his only kind of hypothesis is LeBron's never been hurt before, and this is his first time being hurt and have to go through rehab, and he's terrified because he's never had to do it before.
It is crazy that he has played as much as he has without getting hurt, playing the way that he plays, where he almost shot 60% in a season because he decided to do it all near the paint. Across town, Stugatz, another player that went to L.A. to wrestle the city and basketball away from LeBron. There was news yesterday that floored me because I can't believe the only other time I've ever seen anything like this, Stugatz, because excellence usually brings a fame in sports and it's not a menu item. You don't get to choose whether or not we become invasive in your life. But Vladimir Guerrero in Montreal, by virtue of baseball, being in another country, the language barrier, he was excellent at what he did, but could remain somewhat anonymous where we didn't get to know him very well. We don't know shit about Kawhi Leonard because he's releasing a single or did release a single with NBA Youngboy and Rod Wave. He's getting into the music industry. And look, Amin is sitting here surprised by it as he's sitting next to me because Kawhi is getting into the music game. And when I read that, I'm like, how is it possible that this guy is this kind of famous? And I don't know anything about this dude, like that none of us can predict what it is that he's interested in because he gives us nothing.
So one of my friends is Michael C. Wright, who covered the Spurs for a while there during the Kawhi excellence years. And he said the way to get Kawhi to talk, you know, if as a beat writer, said just talk about music. So you could ask Kawhi about a million things basketball-wise, and he won't say a word. You walk by, you don't even have to address him. You can just say something like, Kendrick Lamar is way worse than Drake, and Kawhi will shoot up and then I guess start spewing out music opinions. And I knew he had an interest. I hadn't heard that story, though. I'm Googling it right now to see what exactly is his involvement.
You can't imagine him actually using a microphone and being involved, right? You're imagining investing. You're imagining somebody who's in a music project because he's interested in music, not performing music.
Curating, right? Or, you know, or even maybe
producing.
Producing, I mean, right? You know, a lot of NBA players on the road, they'll carry like a keyboard or a drum kit with them and practice and make beats. I know JaVale McGee did that. He won a Grammy, actually, a couple of years ago. But
he's the superstar we know the least about, right?
Oh,
across
no.
sports.
He is the most mysterious man, right? Because he doesn't have social media.
Right.
He doesn't really talk. He doesn't do off-the-court collaborations in terms of with like comedians or actors or anything. He mostly keeps to himself.
But by design. I would say Mike Trout is another guy. Like, he's all, Dan, do you see the start that Trout is having? It's unbelievable. And no one knows a thing about him.
He's better than ever. He's also boring, though.
He is.
He's not actually
design,
inaccessible the way Kawhi is. He'll talk to you and then be boring. Mike Trout yesterday had a home run. Again, have it better than ever. I saw that Mike Scher put this up on social media. They used four outfielders against him yesterday. They had a defense that used four outfielders, and he just hit a home run. It's like, go put one up there. Go put another guy up there.
I heard Buster Olney say the thing with Trout was you could always get him on the high fastball. That he had a weakness. That was the weakness. This year, high fastballs, he's hitting 360 when they're thrown to him. So, Trouty.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you know that JaVale McGee won a Grammy? And Mike Ryan, let's corner Stugatz here. What was the nature of the lie that he was claiming as you complained that you could not get Panther tickets?
He said that Steve Goldstein and Red Deer Randy Moeller, the commentary team for the Florida Panthers, have just been texting him, offering him playoff tickets, begging him to come out.
Yep, little presents, you know.
Wow, that is shame on Stugatz. I rarely see shame. He rarely gets cornered like that. Randy Moeller joins us now.
Oh,
thank
shit.
You, Randy. For being on with us. Can you tell
reindeer.
Us what's true here and what's deer. Not?
Oh, I'll call him reindeer.
Reindeer? Yeah. Tell us what's true and what's not true here, Randy.
Well, what's the question?
Have you been calling Stugatz and texting him nonstop, offering him playoff tickets?
Never. Never.
When's the last time you've even spoken to Stugatz? I'm just curious.
It's been years.
Wow. Who's this 954 number offering me playoff tickets, though? I wonder who it is. Well, for sure it was my friend Randy.
He just mentioned the two. He's soothing himself. Look at him. The body language. It is so rare for him to be this cornered. He never.
I'm rubbing my nipples.
You are rubbing your underarms and your nipples because you've been so thoroughly cornered. Randy is legitimately confused. Why are you guys calling me? I haven't heard from Stugatz in literally years.
Well, thanks for the offer, Randy.
Randy, I want to just play Randy Moeller gold calls. I miss him so much. I do, Randy. Those were golden times. You don't miss us the way we miss you, do you? These Panthers are so... It's been 25 damn years since this team has been this interesting, Randy.
Yeah, it's been a very good year. It's been an interesting year, and I miss those times, too. All what we could do on the radio and that we can't even consider anymore. And it's unfortunate, but it was a fun time and enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, the team has been great. And the way they play, the exciting style that they play, I'm just happy for the fans. You know, the fans have been very, very patient, been very loyal. And to see the team now, I think they're very proud of the team that we have. So it's been great, but boy, we've been through some ups and downs, haven't we?
Mike, do you want to ask Randy Moeller to help you with your playoff tickets?
It's not Mike, dude. It's the surfer dude sitting far away from the mic. I can't believe you got the Red Deer on. The Red Deer from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Oh my God, dude. So many questions. Why did you opt for Frankie the Tanky instead of Frank the Tank when Vetrano scores a clutch time goal in the third period every time? Man, that dude is clutch, right? That's my first question. Man, that dude is clutch.
Why
right?
do I call him Frank the Tank?
You call him Frankie the Tanky. It's like a cute little nickname on a nickname. It's like Inception.
Yeah, Franklin the Tanklin.
Oh my God, that's another one. Oh, you're the best.
All right, Randy, they're going to play the Lightning here in the playoffs most likely. So with Kucherov and
Stamkos
coming back,
guys.
What matchups are you looking to exploit during the first round?
Wow. I mean, you're going to have to shut those guys down. If Stamkos and Kucherov play, I mean, they can score every shift in that. It's going to be a tough test for the Panthers, especially if those two guys are in the lineup. And they're fresh. Everybody's fatigued. All the players have all talked about this condensed schedule. Everybody's tired and that, but Kucherov and Stamkos will be fairly fresh. So whether that's a big advantage or not, we'll see. But the other guy that you got to worry about is Vasilevsky in goal. He is the best goaltender in the world, and he's unbelievable.
Kahuna. Yeah, he's a big kahuna, no doubt. One last question, Randy Moeller. Is it time to start a dialogue about Carter Verhaeghe?
A dialogue?
Yeah. Just a national conversation about Carter Verhaeghe. Do you think it's time?
Well, he's been an unbelievable player, so I can't imagine where the Panthers would be without him. And hopefully he's missed the last few games. Hopefully he's going to be healthy and he's going to help the team. We'll see what happens.
One last question: have you ever farted on an airplane, or do you hold it in?
All the time.
Yeah. That a boy.
That a boy.
Red Deer ripping ass. Red Deer ripping ass. Yes.
Attaboy. Yes.
And especially if Goldie's sitting right beside
you. Ah, attaboy.
Okay, so look at you. Look who came back in with some confidence. I have never seen this kind of shame out of Stugatz. Roy thinks we're trying wasting Randy Mueller's time by not asking him serious hockey mindset questions.
I don't think this is the first time Stugatz has been caught in a lie, is it, guys?
No, just I've rarely seen him this kind of ashamed, being caught this kind of cornered.
Spencer Knight, how much playoff time do you expect to see from him?
He's laughing you off. You didn't empty the clip against Gudiskud?
What's that?
He's so confused.
Roy wants so badly, Randy, to just talk hockey with somebody. So ask the question again, Roy.
Spencer Knight, do you expect to see any playoff time from him?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised, but Coach Quenneville is he's not tipping his cap to any goaltender right now. It looks like Bobrovsky's going to play on Saturday and Drieger's going to play on Monday to finish the regular season. Who knows? Who knows? Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises. Wayne Gretzky got traded, so ever since then, nothing surprises me.
Ah, the great one. And Coach Q.
Coach Q.
Good job, Stugatz.
Randy, thank you for being on with us.
Thanks for the playoff tickets, Randy.
Yeah, yeah. Stugatz said, just go to the back door.
Yep.
And exactly. The password will be Radko Gudas. Radko Gudas, that's the password, and you get your free playoff ticket.
The Butcher.
Yeah, he's going to go and get the password wrong because he's just doing Butcher stuff. Good talking to you, Randy. And to introduce some of the new audience here, always good catching up with you, Randy. Randy Mueller, it was one of the most delightful times. Hockey on the radio is a strange experience. Randy Mueller was willing to shout random things from movies of the time, from pop culture of the time. After goals were scored, we had a lot of fun with it. Fire off one of those. We wrestled this away from ESPN. They wanted to keep it, but we're like, no, we get to keep this. We want this with the move.
Stillman right out in front. Should they score? Make me a bicycle, clown. Now to the right side. The Weiss, he shoots it. He scores! Steven Weiss. Pop quiz, hot shot. Faceoff dot, turnaround shot, traffic out in front, loose puck, they shoot, they score! Bouwmeester paid that man his money. Moore shoots, he scores! I am an FBI agent. Top the faceoff circle, fires a try, shoots, he scores! Get off my lawn! Back to Krebs down the middle of the ice, splits the defense, on his back, he shoots, he scores! Dude, where's my car? Down the left side, puts it on front of Stillman, shoots, he scores! Bow to your sensei! Stillman, over to Bouwmeester, he shoots, he scores! Run, Forrest, run! Long shot by Ryan Plank, loose puck, they score! You complete me! Goes out in front, they shoot, they score! You're my boy, Blue! Stillman again, right out in front to Weiss, he pokes and he scores! Steven Weiss, I'm a lead farmer! Panthers come right back with a 2-on-1 down the left side. Here's Ballard with a wrist shot, shoots, he scores! We've landed on the moon! Double team comes right to Nathan Horton, he fires, he shoots, he scores! Nathan Horton! Give me back my son! Turnaround shot by Frolik, he shoots, he scores! I had coffee with McCauley a half an hour ago! Wrist shot, shoots, he scores! Wilson!
It's so good.
It's so random. I had coffee with McCauley a half an hour ago. Is that Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes.
Randy, always good catching up with you, buddy. Enjoy this because...
All right. Have a good one, guys.
It's been too long.
Thank you, Moles.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now.
But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.